Rick Tittle alongside Chicago Cubs catcher John Baker. Very happy now to welcome in Kevin Fitzgerald. 10 years ago, the director and cinematographer came out with Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme, and the 10th anniversary special limited edition is available today. And let's first of all, Kevin, talk a little bit about how you get into this. I would think that you personally would have to have a love of the topic, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. I was just a fan, basically, growing up in Los Angeles and in New York, going to the open mics like The Good Life and Project Bloat and Lyricist Lounge and, you know, listening to freestyles, you know, on the radio, on the Wake Up Show and stuff like that. I just was just a big fan of the art form. And also, you know, as a DJ, too, a lot of my friends would freestyle, and I just thought it was incredible, the amount of effort. And in a way, it's almost like a sport, you know, the way the guys take it to that level.
Well, I was born in Richmond, California, and junior high, high school, in the 70s, the era of the mama jokes and the comebacks and charging on people. And so you had to have that in you. And I can do that with the best of them. But making it rhyme, that's a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, again, like I was born in the suburbs in New York, like in the country. And then when we moved to the city in L.A., to the hood, I was going to inner city schools and just my friends, like, just I never had been exposed to that kind of level of, like, you know, being able to, you know, trade bars with people and like you said, your mom is like this and that. You know, that history just goes back so long to, you know, the founding of this country and even back into the, like, the traditions of, like, the troubadours in Europe and even, like, the griots of Africa and stuff like that. So this culture that we grew up in hip-hop and in rap, it's the creativity and the amount of, like, energy in the cipher and in battles that it's just inspiring to me. So that's why I just have to start documenting it, you know, when I had a camera and when I was in film school and stuff. And so that's what the film became, because I couldn't do it myself. So I was just like, oh, okay, I gotta feature these guys that are really dope in it.
Fair enough. Now, I'm 48, and in my lifetime, and I'm not elderly, I'm under 50, but I have seen African American music transition from guys in maroon tuxedos with horns doing a little dance in the background to some really harsh and violent stuff. But when you get into your freestyle stuff, because of someone by the name of Aunt B, there was no cussing allowed, right?
Right, yeah, so that was the deal. It was at a health food store in the hood on Crenshaw Boulevard in South Central L.A. I was going to USC at the time with John Singleton, who I ended up working on one of his movies, Higher Learning, and that experience, like, kind of turned me off to the whole, like, Hollywood thing. So I was, like, you know, going to this open mic, and it was a health food store. Again, they were serving wheatgrass. You know, they had a parking lot where people would, like, with freestyle outside, and, you know, and all the greats came through there, like Ice Cube and like a lot of people from the neighborhood who blew up, you know, came through there. And her main thing was you can't cuss, and if you cussed, it would be like midnight at the Apollo. They would chant this song and you would get booed off stage.
You had the Sandman come out.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like that, but it was basically just the homies would, like, regulate it. And so, because, yeah, she was just like, you don't need to go there. You can be intelligent and you can be still strong and you can be aggressive, but you don't have to curse and you don't have to talk about, you know, stuff that is not healthy for our community. Because again, in the way hip hop started was, you know, gangsters in New York, you know, putting down the violence and saying, hey, let's battle with our, you know, being b-boys, with dance, with graffiti, with being on the mic, with dance, you know, just basically having a good time. Unity, peace, love, you know, that's the motto of how hip-hop started. And it's sort of, its message has over the years has gotten kind of played out for the grosser values of money and greed and sex and violence is still in there, but at its heart, that's what the hip-hop that I love and that I feature in the film comes from.
Hey, Kevin, John Baker here. As an athlete myself, somebody has to practice and prepare for certain events. when these guys are putting themselves in these situations, what do they do away from being out in public in order to prepare themselves for things like this? I'm sure there's no playbook. There's no special one particular technique that they use. But as far as practice, as far as writing, I mean, I know that from what I've read about the movie, which I now plan on watching. I just came in today and found out that you're on, so I'm excited. But what do they do as a you know kind of a foundation for putting themselves into this lifestyle?
Right. Well, basically, it's just hanging out with your friends and practicing. You know, again, like a cipher can happen anywhere. And to me, I think of it as community-based art because you're just basically, you know, hanging out with your friends, even somebody you meet, and you can start, like, rhyming with them and trading off back and forth. But also, you can read a rhyme dictionary. A lot of these guys who are, like, super, you know, proficient and go to the battles and, you know, compete for money and stuff like Supernatural in the film, he would read the rhyme dictionary like all day, which is, you know, they have dictionaries that have words that rhyme together. And some people say that's cheating or whatever. You know, some guys, to get into the zone, you know, they may have a little sip of something or you know, do other things to inspire them. But to me, it's like, again, just like being an athlete, you got to practice. You got to do your legwork in order to have those skills in your mind and just condition yourself. Because rapping actually takes a lot of physical, like, effort, like with your lungs and your mouth and your lips. But also having something important to say is important, and being able to tell a story is important. Because I grew up as a musician, you know, playing jazz, playing the saxophone. And so soloing was one of my favorite things to do, but to be able to solo, you know, with words and also make it rhyme and make a story out of it, that's, you're hitting it on so many different levels. You really have to, you know, train or just be naturally gifted at it, which some guys are.
Yeah, I read a lot of Dr. Seuss when you're a little kid. I think that would help. Currently, in current pop culture, is there anybody that you particularly respect that maybe people have heard on the radio now? Anybody that you look at and you say, man, this person has really elevated, you know, this style to a way that's easily accessible to the masses, or this person has elevated this positivity to the regular person out there?
Well, I'd say Mos Def definitely is one of my favorites. Black Thought is another guy, you know, from The Roots, who's excellent on the mic. In terms of freestyle, you know, Eminem is technically an amazing MC. And I had never heard of him. My buddies were like, you know, telling me, oh, Eminem, da-da-da. And a lot of some of our artists in my film were, you know, beat Eminem at some battles, and he kind of, like, found that footage and, like, buried it, basically. These were, like, Rap Olympics things. Otherwise, actually beat him in a battle down in San Diego, I believe. So we tried to get that footage, and he wouldn't allow it. But, like, you know, again, he came out with 8 Mile and all that. But, you know, he has this edge to him that's a bit negative, so to speak, which I don't really, you know, appreciate that much. His music's a bit dark. I like the happy stuff, you know, like the positive stuff, like Common, like, you know, De La Soul, that kind of stuff. That's where, you know, me being DJ Organic, like, I'm into that positivity and that, you know, that whole, like, 90s, 80s hip-hop that was, like, a little bit more, you know, on the positive tip. Again, Freestyle Fellowship, like, amazing, you know, AC Alone, Micah 9, those guys from L.A., from South Central, that's where the whole, like, wordplay and, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony thing came from, basically, was that whole thing. So, yeah, there's lots of guys out there. There's the those are off the top of my head. Those are the guys. Will.i.am is also an amazing freestyle. He doesn't do a lot, you know, from the Black Eyed Peas. He doesn't do a lot now, but back in the day, he was just killing it. I remember when I would see him at some of the events we used to do, you know, freestyling. I was like, who is that guy? And finally, I, you know, got to know him and become friends with him. And I'm like, oh, man.
All right. And
go places.
Very cool. Finally, Kevin, what is, off the top of your head, the best clowning somebody got? I mean, just maybe the best rhyme, or just maybe somebody just had to, like, drop the mic and just leave because there was just no going back after getting so clowned.
You know what? Recently, I saw this footage, and it was just, I mean, I'm not a big fan of these internet MCs and these battling on the internet where they stage these battles. You know, there's Grind Time and there's King of the Dot and things like that. And it was basically, it was cannabis. They somehow got him to come, like, kind of a bit out of retirement and freestyle battle this guy named Disaster, I believe was his name. And I saw it, man. And actually Supernatural, who's the star of our film, was on Cannabis's, like, sort of team. He wasn't, you know, freestyling, but he was just kind of filming the battle in the background on his iPhone, like, kind of providing moral support to Cannabis. And Cannabis, he had written down, apparently he had written some rhymes and practiced a lot for these battles, and it wasn't, you know, completely freestyle. The other guy was freestyling a little bit more, and he, like, forgot some of his rhymes, apparently, and it was just, it was a bad look, basically, and it was sad because he's such an amazing MC, and everybody had always said Cannabis is amazing. So a lot of people that know about this, you can Google it and check it out for yourself and see what you think. But it was pretty harsh, and I felt kind of bad for him. But you know, he got such a long record in the, you know, of history of being an amazing MC that one thing shouldn't hurt him too bad. But Disaster definitely got some cred from that.
All right, very good. Kevin Fitzgerald has been our guest. I want to remind everyone, Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme, the 10th Anniversary Special Limited Edition on DVD is out today through MVD Entertainment Group. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations, and we look forward to your next project and talking to you about it.
Thank you very much.